We're 10 seconds in and you got me drooling over here.
Oh, well, here, let me put my pants back on.
Today I had things that I wanted to talk about. Yeah, throughout the week. Not the week. What the heck? Isn't that the cue?
Oh, Ryan's medication alarm. Can't do a podcast without one of those. Just kidding.
Guaranteed to make an appearance in every episode.
Oh, that's awesome.
I just, there's so many things that we could touch upon, but what are you guys not willing to talk about?
Pretty much everything we've talked about to this point.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, that's a wrap then.
See you next week. We're out. No.
How was your day like?
The big three, right? What'd you say?
How was your day like?
Oh, God. Horrible. It was an absolutely horrible day. Absolutely horrible. Without lending too many problems in terms of censorship and having to spend the whole first 5 minutes of this podcast in a homemade bleep mode, it was a very bad day, say the least. Everything I touched went south. And when I say south, I'm talking like freaking polar bear penguin country. You know what I mean? That way south. It was bad. It was bad. Things I've done hundreds if not thousands of times in my 3.5 years with the company I'm with, went absolutely nuts. Absolutely. Couldn't have planned it better. What about you?
I love how after he was completely, totally obliterated, he still has the energy to ask, and how about you guys after that torture of a day? Scratched. I went and tried to finish that hand welding thing, and so I put the gloves on and everything, and but a little bead of that hot stuff, molten, just hit my shoe in the right spot, and
like the flux.
Yeah, and it seeped through and just touched my foot. And man, that hurt. But I got that thing done, but I was doing a box for the actual hand and a piece. I was using the table saw and a piece got stuck between. I was doing a miter on the table saw and a piece got stuck between the blade and the whatever, the table. And I wanted to. I didn't even think about it. It was stupid, right? This is stupid. And I just used the push stick and. Like an ass, I was going to finish off that word, but like an ass, I touched it to the blade, the push stick, and it flew back like a bullet, dude. And it freaking hit my finger, and it ripped the bendy part. I don't even know what you call it, the bendy part of the finger, and it pulled the skin back. The freaking push stick went across like to the neighbors, like halfway down their yard.
The push stick is what got you, not the blade.
Right, because I was...
Oh, thank God.
Well, hey, okay. Wait a second. Yeah, no, of course, but I'm saying that, I mean, the it was jettisoned, like, so fast that when it hit my finger, it just brushed, but that brush was like a slice, and it pulled back the piece of knuckle, not knuckle, what's that, what do you call knuckle? That part that bends your finger, that your finger, like, there's... Yeah. The knuckle... How many knuckle... You have... So wait a second. There's
you
these
have
are the knuckles.
A knuckle, a knuckle, and a knuckle. You have three knuckles per finger.
Okay, so
at the base and then two on each finger.
Okay, so not the
unless you're a lizard person.
Not the knuckle, but the middle knuckle, and it totally flapped open a piece of skin. Dude, it sucks so bad, dude. And other things happen as well, but that sucks because now I'm like this and I have to build a box for a customer. So, and I gotta sleep with a stupid thing like that. I mean, oh, and the video, half of it now shows me with a thing wrapped around. So I'm gonna have to explain myself away. And, you know, what are you gonna do? Hey, dude.
Just use Blender. Just use Blender. I mean, look what Ryan did to his teeth. You could do that to your finger easily.
I thought that was chewing tobacco that you had put there.
No, that was Blender, dude.
No, it's, it took
at least that's what he's telling
teeth.
People.
No,
he's
it was,
lying.
It was Blender, yeah.
For those that don't know, Blender is an editing program that we all use because we mess around on YouTube. Blender is a pretty heavy-duty 3D modeling and editing program that Ryan and I tinker with every now and again. He more so than I. So now you know.
Pretty sweet.
And Ryan, your day?
I filed my taxes today, so that should tell you how my day went.
Ooh. I want you so bad right now.
No, good funny story, though. I guess it's funny. I use TurboTax. We've been using TurboTax for a while, whether whatever you think of that. But I got on and got all the way to the end, and it froze.
Oh.
And I kept restarting and trying again and trying again and trying again. So I got on the phone with him, and the guy gets on where he can see your screen while you're working on it. And he's like, well, I can't figure it out. So he calls over a supervisor and then another supervisor, and they're all looking at it.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, we've had this happen a couple times today, and the only way we've been able to fix it is by having each person start from scratch again with their taxes.
Oh, man.
And I was like, well, wait a minute. Why don't I just try to use Internet Explorer to do it instead of Chrome? So I get on Internet Explorer, fires right up, and gets right through it. He's like,
of course.
He's like,
well,
why
does.
Didn't we think of that?
Of course it
I was
does.
Like, I don't know.
You just described my entire day today. I kid you not.
Right. So apparently, I found out today that I work for TurboTax. So
that's awesome, though, dude.
Yeah.
Talk about problem solving.
I know, right?
Yeah, dude.
I mean, that's basically my entire job. That's what I do. People come to me and they say, fix this. And I go, well, you shouldn't have screwed it up in the first place. But they do. So, you know, it's like, whatever. But no, that was my entire stinking day today. All of it. I wake up. I go to start listening to a couple of podcasts. None of them work. And I thought, okay, whatever. I got an Android phone. It needs to be replaced. Maybe that's what it is. You know, so blow it off. I go to turn the truck over. The truck's fine. But there's so much stinking ice on the windshield from God knows what, because it was 33 degrees last night. I can't get the stupid window to defrost, so I'm out there scraping like hell trying to get to work on time. Stop off for some coffee. They're out of coffee. So I said, okay, whatever. I'll go home. Or I don't go to work. I get to work, and I can't even get to my desk, and people are like, oh, hey, Rick, I need you. Oh, hey, Rick, I did this. Oh, hey, when you get a minute, I'm like, I haven't even logged in, and you're already piling crap on me that I don't know what the hell you're talking about in the first place, because I'm visual, as I've told you people a billion times, you know. So everything I touched was like that. You know, if it wasn't a problem in Chrome, we had to go to Explorer. If it wasn't Internet Explorer, we had to go to Firefox. And God knows why the hell anybody is using Firefox in this billion-dollar-plus corporation I work for. But, hey, that's what they're doing. Scratched.
Well, you're having a better day than the kid I saw at Pizza Hut tonight when I went and picked up our supper. I was walking out as this kid, well, his family and him were walking in. And this kid walks smack dab into the pane of glass that's beside the door and shattered the glass with his forehead.
Is he okay?
Oh, no.
Like, yeah, he's okay. He was holding his head. It wasn't bleeding or anything. But, dude, straight up shattered the glass. Like, probably quarter inch glass, probably.
Was it
Was
it so clean that it didn't look like glass?
Apparently he's a bird or something and didn't see it.
Wow, but, dude.
Yeah, he walked straight.
Did they use Windex?
Yeah, I felt bad for him, but, you know, it's partly funny because how do you...
I was going to say, now, right. Be honest, because I kind of think that's funny.
Dude.
And I'm kind of...
Dude,
on
Facebook today, somebody, I don't know who it was, posted one of those videos, you know, those little quick videos, and it's a bus. I don't know if you guys saw it, and they're all sitting down chill, and like, imagine the two, you know how they face each other, one side where people sit and the other, and then, you know, the bus goes, you know how it is. So there's a guy and a lady next to the guy, and there's people in the back, and then across the way towards the right facing the guy, and the guy is the key, right? So just remember the guy. And he's sitting there reading or looking at his tablet, and there's an old lady sitting, and that's it. So from one moment to the next, the old lady sitting across from the guy, you can see her face going, look. And the guy turns around and looks behind him, and he starts getting up really quick. But in a matter of just a split second, a freaking SUV crashes through the bus, grabs...
What?
Yes. Grabs the guy, pushes the guy, slamming him up next to the lady that was sitting across, up onto the window, and the lady sitting next to the guy originally, all she did was move to the side, and she was okay. The SUV was gonna kill the guy. All it did was ram him up against the windshield, and he sort of contorted backwards in the most bizarre way. And when that happened, everybody on the bus left. The people in the back, one lady, climbed over the guy that was sitting on the floor. You could tell he was all screwed up, but not dead. He was okay.
Dang.
In respect to... And everybody just left the guy except the lady that was sitting across from him. She was like, are you okay? Are you okay? Yeah. Shocking, shocking video.
Wow. I did not see that.
Yeah, it's...
But I've been out of it most of the day, too.
You should see it, dude, because it really... Well, I don't know if you should see it. It's not for everybody, but... Actually, it's for no one, but... It's like one of those things where he could have died in that moment.
Right.
You know.
Man.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm weird or jaded or whatever. When I was working with the sheriff's department, I took this call. I don't know. It had to have been 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning because that's like magic hour, right? All the weird stuff happens at that point. So the guy's on one of our local highways, and I pick up the line and, you know, 911, what's your emergency? He says, I've been following a truck, and I'm thinking, okay, great. Here's another drunk driver report. I'll get him over to state patrol. He says, I've got this piece of metal in my head. And I'm like, wait, you have what? He says, I have a piece of metal in my head. It flew off of this truck, came through my windshield, and I'm on the side of the road and I can't feel my legs. And I went, oh my God. So I scramble everybody to get out there, you know. I've seen all kinds of bad stuff, stuff that would probably curl most people's hair. But this one in particular sticks with me because the guy died on the phone with me right there.
Holy moly. You know?
Oh, man.
Yeah. And I'm just like, are you there? Are you there? And I mean, when you hear it, you know what that sounds like, you know, and I don't want to repeat the sound because it's wrong, but you know the sound. Let's just put it that way. And I'm just like, wow, this guy just bit it. You know, he's gone. And there literally was... nothing I could do. He's right in the middle of a sentence and boom, that's it. Done. You know what I mean? So when you say stuff like that, I'm just like, yeah, that sucks. But I mean, it's life, right? I mean, none of us know.
Well, that's...
You know what I mean?
Okay, so that's where I wanted to go on this adventure here. And you opened up that... You know, that's funny how we do that. Because this is, I wanted to ask you guys a question. I was thinking of this all day as a general thing, not specific. Like, I didn't sit and plan it out. But I'm thinking to myself,
okay,
the question. And...
The question.
The question, yeah. And here's the thing. I don't want to take it lightly, although it could go there. It could go in any direction. But here's the thing. Seriously speaking...
Mm-hmm.
I'll lay it out. At one point, there was nothing. Like in my life, I was not here, or at least not aware. There could be so many things or so many stories, right? But then I existed, and here I am growing through this life. What the heck is happening? What is it?
I don't know.
What is it? What is it? Is my question.
42.
And thanks for all the fish.
That's the only answer I can give you, man. I mean, nobody knows. Ryan has his definition, and that's totally fine. We all have our own. No problem. You know, I will tell you, I flat don't know. Ryan has faith. I don't know. I don't know.
A lot of people are that way. Yeah.
It's a very good question.
Well, here's the thing. I am talking to two...
Careful. Don't write a check I can't cash.
I can't even. How do I go back to seriousness from that? So you just totally see. I saved myself. No, I said fa la 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 la.
Hey, save it for the Christmas special.
So
Jesus, I didn't even thought that.
So let's clear this up though. Well, we're not going to be able to clear it up. Let's be honest.
Scratched.
Dude, when I was a kid, my grandfather would sit and drink his beer. My grandfather was born in Spain. And my grandfather's uncle raised him. And he was one of these, like a priest type thing. I don't know what they do. But he was like a big deal for those people over there. Because he was like they write books, they have... Like, he was a big deal. And he wanted my grandfather to be a priest, too. But my grandfather didn't want to be a priest. But he studied all those things. And just a lot of, you know... It's funny. Archaeology, they did that. They would go explore. I don't know if you know, up in the peaks of Europe, in Spain, the northern part of Spain, they have caves where they have drawings of, you know... And they do... You know, excavations, and they find like super old stuff. There's a whole thing. So he had a lot of knowledge of these things because he grew up, you know, studying with all these people. Of course, there was religion involved in it too. But he would sit with me as I was a kid, and he'd tell me, "Look up at the stars." And I'd look as a kid, right? I'm thinking, you know, like G.I. Joes and all the stuff we think of. But anytime I'd sit with him, he'd give me a lesson. And he'd say, "Look up at the sky." At night, right? And I'd look up, and he said, you see the stars up there? I said, yeah. He said, you are looking at the past. Yeah. And I was like, what? And he said, you're looking at the past.
In some cases, millions of years. Millions. Yeah.
So, I think, looking back, he spurred on... I don't know if it's innate in me... But he spurred on this curiosity. I don't know. Maybe I was always curious. But of thinking, well, what the heck? All around us, all these things. I mean, the idea that we're, like, traveling through space, whatever that means, on Earth, whatever that means, that we're humans, whatever that means. I mean, we can concrete say we are humans and humans have blood vessels and muscles. We can say that.
Yeah.
But I don't want to go into the mystical necessarily, but there's something unknown. Something, well, there's a lot unknown, but there and I'm always curious as to what people, I mean, we can't break that barrier. And that kind of, I hate to say it, not pisses me off. But it's like, I don't want to say a letdown, but it's kind of, there's a barrier we cannot, that was a little bit of dip, that and I did the fralala, the barrier, there's a little bit of barrier.
Easy trigger, easy, soundbite. Easy trigger, Ryan's laugh will fit perfectly.
Well, you get what I'm saying, so what do you guys think?
I have spent a long time as well contemplating stuff like that. And I'm going to pull it back just a little bit, okay? Right now I'm in the middle of trying to build that radio telescope, right? And there's a reason for that, because much like you, when I was a little guy, my dad dragged me outside and pointed up to things falling from the sky. We were in the middle of a meteor shower in the 70s. It wasn't part of the Perseid. It was something different, okay? I was also around for the fall of Skylab, and I remember sitting out in the front yard hoping some of that would fall in my front yard. You know what I mean? Never did, of course. It crashed in the Indian Ocean, but I didn't know any better. I was five. What
those
do you want?
Lucky Indians?
No, not really. It kind of created some problems. But nonetheless, I mean, my dad was of the generation with, you know, the Apollo missions and the Mercury missions and, you know, all that good stuff. Gemini, right? Sputnik, for God's sake. You know, the first time any of us tried to go beyond the atmosphere, you know? So I grew up with that, and it was a natural curiosity. My dad was a school teacher. He taught all day, and his job was to teach fourth and fifth graders about the world and everything else. So when he came home, it was just a natural extension to have that with his kids. We had a tiny little telescope, and we would forever try to look at the moon and all these other crazy things, and I wanted to see farther. I've always wanted to see farther. You know what I mean? Then I found radios growing up and things like that, and I read Contact for the first time by Carl Sagan. Okay? Not seen the movie, read it. And I don't know if that is a direct cause of my back problems carrying that big old friggin' book around, but that book was amazing. And in the beginning, when Ellie's reaching out through her radio to try to reach her mother, who's passed a long time ago, that gets you thinking, you know? There's a line specifically from that that I think sums everything up. If we're all there is, it seems like a tremendous waste of space. And if you stop and think about that, we are not the center of everything. We're not even close. And the universe is ever expanding. We're moving further and further and further away from everything. Okay? So if we're moving further and further away, at some point, assuming we go long enough, we're going to be alone.
Wait a second. Hold on. I thought that when we look, correct me, you know, where it needs correction. I thought that when we look up into the sky, things are getting further away from us.
Yes. If that, but we're also moving.
If that's the case.
Our galaxy is not stable.
What?
It's moving through space and time. You have to understand that space and time are interrelated. Okay? You cannot move through one without moving through another. They're linked at a very, very basic level.
What I'm saying is, this is where my question is. So, if we're not the center of the universe, and I'm making a... Obviously, I don't know. I don't know, but I'm just using, you know, to see what comes out of it. If we're not the center of the universe, and yet things are traveling away from us, if you put that in reverse, doesn't everything come closer to us? Like a rubber band?
That's the theory. The theory is that time and space expands and contracts and expands and contracts, much like, and unfortunately this is audio, so this will be completely lost on our four or five listeners, but you see what I'm doing here?
Stretching a rubber band.
Everything has a natural, oh, nice moth. Everything has a natural path that it's going to take, including the universe. It expands and it contracts. Okay. We know through study, be it through study of, you know, the light that's reflected back on us and measuring the relative dimness or the relative brightness of the light that's reflected towards us, whether something's getting further away or closer. Okay? We know that through spectral analysis. So we can tell that objects that we've been watching for quite some time are moving further and further and further away from us. And it's not just one point in space. It's 360 degrees on that X, Y, and Z axis. It's all over the place. Let's not even get into interdimensional stuff.
But right? can we, but okay, but I want to go, what I'm focusing on is that we're not the center of the universe. How do we know that?
Not particularly.
Okay. Because I'm thinking if we're seeing things getting away, we could be at any of those points as everything is getting away, so we're just part of, so it could be, but it could also be that it could be that we're the center point, or the sun could be, or we could be, or, you know, it could be also that we're there and everything, and we're looking at things expanding, or it could be that we're in one of those, you know, trajectories far off and yet still see. In other words, we don't know, do we?
Here's the difficult part in trying to answer that. If something is infinite, where's the center?
There is no center.
Thank you. That's why we don't know.
But now,
we only believe that there's no end to what we see because we've never seen the end.
But there's there's another thing also. And obviously, I'm just, you know, just speaking what things that I've looked at and stuff, you know, throughout my life, but, and I don't know, like I'm not, you know, but what about that we're in the third dimension, and those, and that there's a possible fourth dimension, or likely, or for sure, and then there's a fifth, but we can't break, we can't see a fourth dimension, so we're stuck here regardless.
I would say that's probably accurate. Yeah. Because the rules of physics are based on ours, on our existence.
Our
but
rules.
Who's to say down isn't up some, you know, in some other, yeah, ours, exactly. But I don't know. I mean, we would need Sheldon for that. I have no idea.
Okay. So why?
I'm glad Ryan got that.
So why? I still go back to the, see, it's never going to be answered, but it's like,
no.
Right?
Certainly by this panel. I know I'm not smart enough. I can tell you that right now.
I don't think it's a possibility for us to be able to, even like, let's say, even if alien, see, look, I've always thought this way. Even if aliens landed in my front, you know, doorway and said, hey, we are from the planet Ugajuba, and I'm here to tell you that that
it's nice this time
apple
of year.
Pie is the meaning of
certainly
of life.
Better than Denver, right?
You know, it's still a situation where, okay, and what about, you know, what's beyond you? It's like it's never frickin' ending, and that's frustrating. We are limited, so, or at least I perceive it as such. We can only do one thing at a time, and not that well. Regardless of how well, you know, you may think someone does something.
Says the man with the bandaged finger.
Yeah.
Ooh, who just gave me that bandaged finger?
Dude, I'm just saying, yeah, you're right. Like, my hands lift up. But
No, I totally get what you're
right,
saying.
Right, it's such a conundrum of, boy, it's frustrating. So we're like so limited regardless. You know, we have no choice. We have no choice but to look at our past and continue exploring as we do. But we have no choice but to look at the people that came before us, because there's evidence there of how they function, this and that. But they don't have... do you think that they had answers? Do you think... I mean, no one has answers, dude.
I think... Because it was a more, well, okay. Again, we can only speak to this part of the world, right? I don't know what happened in, say, the Middle East or Africa or whatever. Yeah, I don't know. I flat don't know. But what I can tell you is that based on our, what's the word I'm looking for here? Judeo-Christian background and belief system, those folks had a lot more faith then than we do now.
Oh, for sure.
Okay. And again, not trying to call anything into question. I don't want to turn this into a does God exist thing.
Oh, right.
I'm just saying there were a lot more.
But you're not wrong.
No, I know. I don't want that to be misconstrued.
No, no, right. We can't. Know,
this
we
is certainly
can't do
not
that.
A religious attack.
No, no.
It just is what it is.
No, we can't do that, dude. We have to have the ability to talk about anything if we are being true to what the podcast is. I mean, look. All right. I mean, here's the thing. In my this is just my opinion.
I can always edit
here's
it.
Here's the problem. You know. You see this? You see this?
Mm-hmm.
I just caught myself doing it.
Yeah.
I was doing the thumb to the side, and my finger has no...
I hope so, because I'm seriously offended. Get Amy on the line. I need our HR.
So, no, like, look. I don't think... It's funny, right? We're Judeo-Christian, upbringing, culture, everything. And... I swear to you, I've looked at different religions, not in depth, but
certainly.
I've skimmed the surface, and I'm not down. I hate to say it. I hope you keep this in the pocket, because who cares? Who cares? People have opinions.
Some care.
Well, no.
Some care a lot.
Okay,
actually.
But here's the problem. If I cannot live my life. You know, I'm not going out to be offensive, But if you're delving into life in general, then you can't have sacred cows per se. You don't want to be malicious either. So I'm not being malicious, but like the Indian thing with like a million different like gods and so let's take it at face value. There's a million different gods with blue arms and stuff and you know, dots everywhere and like spaceships.
Oh,
no. Like spaceships.
Oh god.
And they're having galactic battles and this and that. I mean,
oh, what? Thank god. Wow, that really went nuts.
I like the, okay. I'm liking this. Keep going.
Did you not know? Did you not know? They had
I didn't know
books.
Anything about intergalactic
oh, yeah.
space god battles. I've never heard of that.
Oh yeah, dude, riddled throughout the ancient world are stories, and especially India, of galactic freaking people in ships, like literally Buck Rogers stuff. I'm not joking. Like, you could look this
You're
up.
You're saying in the Hindu religion?
Yeah.
Or Farsi?
No.
I guess that's a language, not really a religion.
No, Farsi is Arab, from the Arabic or Muslim or whatever thing from Iraq. Farsi is. But I'm talking about India. They actually have, you know, apart from the Kama Sutra, they have like galactic war battles.
Oh my gosh, I love this podcast.
That was really an interesting...
No, but think about it. They have a belief in multi-gods and stuff, and that's how they explain away. But
Most religions do have a belief in multiple gods.
Right. Right.
Outside of Judeo-Christian.
Right. Now, but, okay, so just put it out there. That came from somewhere. I know that they say that, you know, people back then, if there was lightning and they feared the lightning, then they said, we must where does that lightning come from? There's lightning in the sky. They must be pissed at us. And then they'd make the lightning god. And then if they stepped on a thorn bush, you know, oh, the thorn bush god. And then if they walked and took a shit, oh, the... And so it was like, you know...
Took a what?
You know what I'm saying?
Is there a table saw god? Because you must have ticked him off.
Because he's really pissed at you now.
So we explain away throughout history, but one thing we cannot deny is that people back then were doing some crazy stuff. Dude, they had the pyramids. Insane. If you really look at it, not like just passing by, you think of it, the pyramids with what they didn't even have the frickin' wheel. I can't do anything without wheels, dude. There's wheels everywhere.
They had wheels.
No.
They had wheels.
Not the original. Not the first ones. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm sure you could do a quick
search. You're telling me there's two sets of pyramids now from different eras?
Oh, there's pyramids all over the world. There's pyramids in South America.
But the ones
there's
in
pyramids
Giza
in
were
Europe.
Built using, I remember learning about this in school.
Yeah, like, but they suppose...
They pulled on, like, logs or something? Which, in essence, is a wheel.
Listen. There's documentaries out there. If the walls... There's a guy that's like... You know how we use laser cutters and all these things and all these CNC and all that stuff?
Yeah, it's magic.
Crap compared to what they...
No.
No, like, compared to what they did... hand physically, it's
crazy. You're saying
so
what they were able to do with less technology than what we have
is unbelievable.
Yeah, I agree. That is unbelievable.
No argument.
No, it,
no
even
argument.
Those
no.
pyramids, even by our standards, would be a challenge to build. I mean, it would
no,
take...
not a challenge. No. They say impossible. They say they can't do it.
To answer your question, wheels were invented around 3500. Excuse me. Yeah, 3500 BC. Rapidly spread across the Eastern Hemisphere. This is taken from LiveScience.com. Now, when you ask how old the Pyramid of Giza is, coming from AreaWeb.org, they're saying archaeologists believe that Egypt's largest pyramids are the work of the Old Kingdom Society. That rose to prominence in the Nile Valley after 3000 BC. Now, when we're talking BC, the smaller the number, the closer we are. Yeah. So the wheel was around by far.
So a few hundred years
almost
later.
Almost 500 years.
So
they believe Giza started sometime around 2589 and continued building through 2504 BC. So roughly 85 years.
Okay. Okay, so put the wheel to the side. But the walls... the walls... just move the wheel. Forget the wheel.
Yeah.
I'm not invested in the wheel.
It's not important.
It's not nearly as important as fire. I mean, come on, stupid wheel.
No, dude. No, but what you... Okay, you're... Okay, this is what I'm getting at. There was a guy, I don't know if he's an engineer, whatever. He said that to get those blocks so smooth, and we're not talking about one block, like 20 Egyptians sitting there on one block. We're talking about a freaking pyramid. I don't know the dimensions, but it's like unreasonable. Could you imagine coming home from a day of work to your straw bed and there's no freaking internet? And I mean, I can't even remember the 80s well anymore. The internet's completely. So what I'm saying is that if you're saying it's not jaw dropping and like puzzling, it's still puzzling to people.
I don't argue that. What I'm saying is it's not impossible. I mean, Archimedes. That's all I'm going to say. Give me a lever long enough and I'll move the entire world. Scratch.
Dan Kiros and Brian Bales were messaging me about something related to Instructables, and I just thought it was very... Is meta the word I'm looking for here? Very
probably.
Meta that
yeah.
Dan is plugging to Brian that he needs to listen to the Scratch podcast while we're recording the Scratch podcast. Mind blown, right?
That's but awesome.
Other than that, Dan just sent something to me... Oh, to all three of us. I don't know if you guys see it on Facebook or not, but he's in his feed on Facebook. It popped up and it suggested to him the movie They Live. I'm not kidding. He sent a screenshot of it.
Shut up.
I'm not kidding. Get on your messenger real quick and check it.
I'm looking. I don't.
He messaged me, you, and Eloy.
It's loading on mine.
Eloy, did you spend money on a They Live ad targeting our three regions for $15?
He didn't target. He just targeted specific people within the maker community.
Hit this address. That's funny.
I don't know where to go from there, except that They Live is a perfect example of what we've been talking about. Look, okay, you know what?
What
we're being too.
No,
They Live.
I apologize for bringing this up.
Yeah, you should. I want to hear this. Look, though. Go ahead. How is this a parallel to the pyramids?
Origins.
Okay.
And it's not parallel, but it's within the topic, because what I'm trying to get across and deal with is origins. What the heck is the with a question mark? Some people believe, like, okay, that movie, there's aliens. Like strange aliens that actually live among us, and you put glasses on, and then you could see that they're aliens, and they blow them away, and this and that. But
are they in Miami?
Some people, a lot of them.
Okay.
So you're saying if we would have had these glasses in 3000 BC, we could have seen the pyramids getting built by invisible Hindu blue gods in spaceships.
With dots.
Is that what you're getting at here?
Millions of arms.
No, what I'm getting at is that people have to explain away the unexplainable, and the creativity on one hand, or some factual things on the other, get mixed up in the thing. Or, in fact, it could be completely true. We don't frickin' know, is what I'm saying. So, what I'm saying is this. Some people believe that the Earth, for instance, is not round. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah. Flat Earth Society. Yeah. They are.
That just came out like a couple years ago. There was somebody, relatively maybe a B-list celebrity, that said something like, the world's flat, we're all deceived.
Yeah, it's
so ridiculous. Now you guys, okay, you may laugh that off.
Oh, there's no may.
Okay, but now putting that to the side, but here's the thing. If a person is willing to say that the earth is flat, and it's such a shocking, inconceivable thing to say, obviously you can think, A, they're crazy, and they believe they're you know, the shh, beep, it.
Okay. I could have taken care of that.
Does that
for you.
Work?
Yeah.
Oh, so I can, right. Okay.
You say it. I'll bleep it. I don't care.
So they could believe that their own thing, or crap, man, they're insane. That's one. They could believe their own thing honestly, and that still makes them insane. or they have
getting intimate
something.
You got to move closer when you're getting it. There you go.
There you go.
Or they have something that is worth. See, look, if somebody says something to me that's so exaggerated, I want to hear what they have to say because I want to see if what they're saying makes sense to them or can actually convince my ass. I want to test it out to see what they say, no matter how crazy. Like, for instance,
sure.
Spirits. Ghosts. I don't believe in that. Honestly, that I don't believe in. Is it possible?
I'm on the same line. You're willing to listen to somebody, you know, give them the benefit of the doubt, listen to it, and then make your own decision on it.
Right. So a flat earth, for me, the intrigue is the following. How are they going to get away? How are they going to excuse away? What is the process? How are they going to try to convince people? I enjoy seeing how people try. That is enjoyable to me because they have to put effort into trying to. So I like those battles, right? I enjoy it for the nature of just the battle. I don't know if you follow me on that note, but Rick is not having it.
No, Rick's listening.
I enjoy those battles.
I do to a certain point, and then it's you get to. We have these conversations at work sometimes when we have a moment, right? And I work with intelligent people, no argument. But you get to a point in those conversations where the sheer disconnection with reality sets in, and you're just like, I don't want to hear this anymore. This is beyond. I can't help you. And I'm not interested anymore. You know what I mean? It's just God Almighty. Especially with something like that. I mean, there is so much evidence speaking to the opposite point. My God, mathematically, you can figure out that this isn't flat. Give me a break. But they turn a blind eye. And I mean, look, it's their right to do it. So be it, right? Who cares?
But that's,
right?
They're not. But hold on, because I've looked into those things. That's not what's happening. That's not what. There's actual battle. You can frame something in such a way that it takes the guy that has the answer, a legitimate answer. You can frame it in such a way, an attack towards that guy. Like, let's say you represent science for right now.
Thank God.
And right. So, and I'll represent the flat earth guy. And I say to you, I don't know, I'm not going to pick something cuz I don't know their arguments too well, but I say no because of this and mathematically because this and that and blah blah blah, and I could sort of make it so convoluted that I have to force you to sit down and pen it step by step. But there are, I have seen enough that there are battles between these people sitting down. So like if I say, Rick, this is going to be screwed up because I have nothing to like associate it with because I'm way out of my league right now. I'm just going for broke. But I can say, Rick,
you better bring it.
I don't, Rick, why does the fourth fret on the guitar always, you know, buzz when it's ready to pop and blah, blah, blah. Like, I can give you I can make it so that I force you to give me an answer. Now, you could ignore me. You could ignore me and just say, Elo, you don't know what you're talking about, the fourth string, blah. But the true rebuttal would be to sit and actually explain it to me. An argument occurs properly when two people have opposing viewpoints and they sit down and argue a point on their side, mm-hmm. and the other guy has to convince him with fact in order for that guy. See, the outcome of an argument should always be, in my opinion, should always be to reach that which is true, or as close as you can. And if you are found to be not correct in an assertion, you have to, and you're proven that it's incorrect, like it's in your face, you have to release that assertion, drop it, because it's no longer valid.
Like the
and
wheel.
Anything else, right, I let go of it.
I know,
you saw
I'm
how
just
easily
messing.
I discarded it?
Yeah.
I'll discard it, dude. You want me to discard the wheel?
I see where you're coming from. My thing is people that don't let things go when they're trying to convince you. Like, for example, coming from a religious background on my end, if I would had mentioned something religious to somebody or had talked to him about something, if they're not having it, I let it go, you know? Just like if we were having a discussion about flat earth or blue aliens, I'm going to try to convince, but here's my viewpoint. Okay, I don't, you know, you don't like it. Okay, that's it. It's over with. I mean, you're saying go into an argument, but why argue?
Not an argument per se.
I know
it's
a discussion.
Yeah,
discussion.
Yeah,
more or less. I'm on the same page as what he's saying.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about I can't stand the people that don't let it go. I guess that's what I was getting to. Like I disagree with you. Oh well, this and this. What about this? Yeah. Nah, I don't subscribe to that either. Well, what about that? No, just let it go. Just let it go.
Well, right. I would agree with that. Up to a point, and then there are points in time, like Eli was saying, it's fun to just sort of poke the bear. You know what I mean? Just to see what happens.
True.
You know.
Crazy mind.
No, it is
wanting to do that stuff.
Or confrontational. Everybody has it. I mean, it just is what it is.
Yeah.
It's hydrostatic equilibrium that proves the fact the world is round. For those that want to look that up. Moving on.
Oh snap!
Speaking of not letting things go.
Well, let me give you one more thing. When I was a little kid, I remember this, I would be in ready to go to bed. I was a little kid and my mom would put and my grandma when she'd come over to visit, these little, cuz you know, they were Catholic, you know, and they'd put these little statuettes on the dresser, and I'd, you know, and they'd say, okay, here, Eli, we're going to put the little statuettes there. And then, so...
The saints.
One of them, the saints. Mm-hmm. And, but here's the thing. As a little kid, I don't know about you guys, I don't know if you grew up Catholic or not, but I can't look at little things looking at me while I'm sleeping, dude. Those little statues were wickedly scary to me.
True.
And they're supposed to represent goodness and this and that. To me, they were freaking frightening. I didn't like them, and so they'd leave and close the door. I'd get up, I'd grab them, and I'd toss them in the drawer, and I'd look at them like, screw you, guy.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd close the door. There's no way I could deal with statuettes.
Didn't you have your Saint Craftsman idol out on your workbench today?
We have a Saint Craftsman.
I should have, right?
That's new
Saint
to me.
Saint Bosch? I don't know.
Wow. I knew there was a Saint Makita, but I didn't.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was off base there. My apologies.
I don't know about Craftsman. They just were sold to somebody. Bought them.
I saw that.
I don't know.
But they're still going to be sold at Sears, though. It's just going to be, it's going to belong to someone else.
How much longer Sears will be open?
About a month, give or take. But I don't know. I had the same thing. My grandmother, God rest her, a fine Irish lady, very Catholic. Oh my God! Matter of fact, my aunt was supposed to be a nun at one point, and that sort of fell apart. But whatever. She was forever doing stuff like that, statuettes, and here's your St. Christopher's medal. Make sure you rub it 25 times and turn 23 times in a circle counterclockwise towards the southwest at Thursday on the first new moon. You know, all that stuff, you know. It wasn't so much the statuettes that freaked me out, but the ritualism behind it. you know? And I had a really difficult time with that, just because one of the commandments is thou shalt have no other or false gods. Ryan, help me here. I'm the worst Catholic ever.
Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Yeah.
Yeah. Or worship false idols or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that. It just didn't feel right. And since we're on the topic, Saint Mary, Jesus's mother, how is that part of this Trinity?
Oh, don't get me started on that.
I'm just saying, you know, I grew up in it. Yeah. I've been immersed in it. But I'm sure my aunt, if she's ever going to listen to this, will probably genuflect about 400 times. But sorry, Carol.
Yeah, I don't get that. But that's another discussion for another day, I suppose.
It's just interesting. And I think the broader
point. And all religions based off of that Judeo-Christian founding or whatever, because, you know, there's so many denominations and different sects, and it's ridiculous how many different things they believe that get so misconstrued from a base.
Right.
There is a base belief, believe it or not. I mean, I'm sure you guys know that.
Of course.
There's a base belief, and then everything gets diluted and misshapen, and it's ridiculous.
Like the telephone game.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
When I was like 15 or 16, you have to do that Catholic thing where you get, what is it, confirmation or...
Yeah, confirmation. What? I have a great story about that when you're ready.
Well, this is probably going to be in line with a good story. So my mom said, Eloy, you are going to start going to the confirmation classes.
Catechism
at St. Agatha's, which is down the road here.
Oh, no joke. Let me stop you. Hold on. That's my nickname for Amy.
Agatha?
Agatha. I'm not even kidding. She's going to love that this made it into the podcast, by the way.
My grandmother's name is Agatha, by the way.
No way.
No relation. Yeah. No relation to the actual church, but whatever. So it's funny how that works. But so my mom said, Eloy, you're going to have to start going because you have to do this because in the future you want to get married by the church and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I don't want to get married. I don't want to get married by the church. I don't want to get married by no one. And I don't want to do church. I want to be at home and watch, you know, whatever. I don't want to go from school to, I want to go home and like not think of anything. And she said, no, you have to go. And my dad said, son, you're going to have to do that. It's just, you know, just, it's good for you. And I was like, oh crap. So I started going. And it was a specific day, I don't remember. And we'd sit there, and like the guy would say, you have to remember all these things. It's just horrible. And it kept on going until one day I was there, and I said, you know what? I can just walk home. And I got up in the middle of class, and I said, screw this. And I walked home down 107th and opened the gate, walked in, and I said, Mom, I'm home. And there was nobody there, dude. Like, Mom, Dad, but the cars were there. I was like, Mom, Dad. I went into my room. I went to the kitchen. So I went into their room. I opened the door, and they are thumping and a bumping, yo. Dude.
Wow.
Dude, I opened the door.
That's why it's important for you to go to those classes,
right?
Yeah, exactly. And my goodness, they were like not clothed. I can't even say the other word. and my dad,
all red faced and puffy.
Oh man, and my dad said, Mom, son, your mom is resting, just go out, so she's resting, and they're naked.
Oh my.
Oh dude, to this day it hurts, it's a
my
scar.
Eyes.
Oh man. You have no idea. You have no idea. Well, I don't
I'm
know if you have
I'm just helping
an idea.
Her over the fence.
I'm going back to church now, guys.
I'm gonna pray for your immortal souls. Oh my god!
You know what's funny? After that, they never asked me to go back again to the freaking classes. Like it was done because the gig was up, right? It was
so to speak.
It was discovered. It was discovered what it was. It was fun time for the parents. and the kid must suffer. No, dude.
That's
awesome.
So
what was your story like?
So yeah. I can't believe you were 15, but I was a lot younger. I remember being like somewhere around 6 or 7. And we go through confirmation and all that other good stuff. Well, nobody tells me much about this, so I'm just going along my merry way. Everybody that was in my school, which was, you know, public school, was also in the church. And I'm the first one to go through, so nobody knows anything. So I just show up to these classes, have fun with my friends. Somebody says, "You're good to go." I had no idea what they meant. Mom says, "You need to put your suit and your shoes on." And in those days, we had these shoes that you only wore for Sunday. That's it. Period. End of story. Along with the clothes, too. So I'm in the suit and I'm thinking, yeah, I'm looking really good. This is great. You know, whatever. I look to my right when we're in the church and there's this lovely Hispanic child about my age dressed in a long white dress. And she's got this veil on her head. And I thought, holy crap, they're marrying me off. And I don't even know this person, right?
So, for real?
Yeah, honest to God, this is no joke. I thought they were going to marry me off and off. I was supposed to go and get a job and all this other. I didn't know who
was
going to.
Was she
hot? No, I don't. Well, I don't remember, but I'm sure she wasn't. I'm thinking, who's going to take care of my dog Max? He was a little dachshund. He couldn't live without me. I'm not even out of first grade yet. The whole nine yards is running through my head as we're walking up and down this aisle, and I'm dumb.
That's hilarious.
I'm a very dumb kid. My father will attest to that. I get up and the priest is asking us questions and all. I swear to God, the only thing I can answer is I do. And I just wait because, you know, you don't want to be the bad guy and leave her without a husband. I mean,
Wait a second. Are you telling me that you said, okay, this is how things go and I'm just going to have to power through?
Just,
that's what you were thinking.
He just came to terms with it.
Instantaneous acceptance is like, well, this is what you got to do. Because that's how we were raised. And my grandfather, 6'5", 285 pounds, all sheer muscle, knocked out a mule on a farm one day, barehanded, is standing less than 3 feet away from me. And if that old man has to get up out of his seat, there's going to be hell to pay. And we don't want to pay that kind of hell. You know what I mean? So, yeah, you did what you were told, and that was the end of that. So I literally thought for the first, you know, 2 years of school, hey, I'm a married man. I can't even talk to girls, you know. And finally, one day, somebody said, no, you're just Catholic. Relax. It's okay.